What's new in business news, December 30th, 2013? New SME tax receipt requirement to prevent tax underpayment, slowdown in IPOs in 2013, and oil price factors next year. Personal income taxes. New SME tax receipt requirement to prevent understatement of tax payments. In a new tax cut for personal income taxes in Thailand, the Revenue Department plans to double the ceiling for tax-deductible expenses for individuals to 120,000 baht. The current maximum deduction is 40% of assessable income or 60,000 baht a year. A new tax receipt requirement for the deduction will encourage individual taxpayers to request proof of purchases when they buy services and products from SMEs, preventing them from understating their tax payments. The increased tax deduction can only be claimed using tax receipts, which are not currently required and must be issued by small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs, with annual sales of less than 30 million baht. The department expects higher sales for SMEs, and individuals seeking to benefit from the deduction will also force those SMEs into the tax system when they issue tax receipts. The latest cuts in personal income tax will take effect in the 2013 tax year for 2014 filing, with the middle class likely to be the greatest beneficiaries, with cuts of up to 40 to 50%. High income earners are expected to enjoy a smaller 6% cut. The government projects 26 billion baht in tax revenue will be lost due to the tax cuts. If the latest tax cut achieves its objective of creating a broader tax base and bringing in more tax revenue, the personal income tax may be reduced further. Those subject to the top tax bracket are the revenue department's main focus for increasing tax revenue, although the ceiling rate for personal income tax in Thailand was slashed to 35% of assessable income from 37%, it remains the highest in Southeast Asia. The maximum income tax rate in some countries stands at a mere 20%. Oil price factors next year. China, U.S. debt ceiling, and fracking. Crude oil prices fluctuated throughout 2013, and the trend will likely continue next year. Dubai crude oil moved within a range of US $95 to $115 a barrel in 2013, while the average price for the year was US $106, down from last year's average of $109. Crude oil prices at the start of the year increased from 2012 on the back of good economic figures, especially from the Chinese and U.S. manufacturing sectors, causing Dubai crude oil to climb to its highest level for the year at $113 a barrel in mid-February. However, prices continued to be affected by the U.S. debt ceiling problems. As well, the new Chinese leader, officially assuming office in March, caused prices to fall as markets were concerned that the country's new economic reform policy would cause oil demand in the world's second largest oil-consuming country to decline. In the second quarter, crude oil prices were heavily pressured by the weakening global economy, especially European debt, particularly severe in Cyprus, and China's weakening economy. In the third quarter, prices rose steeply due to unrest in a group of major oil-producing countries. Tightening world crude supply was the possibility of U.S. military intervention in Syria, shutdowns of crude oil ports in Libya, clashes in Egypt between the military and supporters of the former president, a pipeline explosion in Iraq, and oil thefts from a pipeline in Nigeria. However, crude oil prices did not remain high for long. as unrest in Syria and Egypt eased in late September, relieving market concerns over tight crude supplies in the Middle East, the U.S. budget crisis also contributed to the fall in prices. Problems in Libya led to a fall in oil production and exports and contributed to the price decline. Failure of nuclear talks with Iran caused prices to rise again. Due to increased fracking in the U.S., the oil supply from non-OPEC oil producers is expected to rise by 1.72 million barrels per day from 2013. Iraq's restructuring of its crude oil industry could result in a rise by 2 million barrels per day in 2014 if it is on schedule. IPOs. Slowdown in IPOs in 2013. The strong demand for initial public offerings, or IPOs, that began in 2012 slowed down in the second half of 2013 after a number of deals failed to live up to expectations. In 2013, a total of 38 stocks, property and infrastructure funds, started trading on both the Stock Exchange of Thailand, SET, and the Market for Alternative Investment, or MAI, raising a combined 192 billion baht. The BTS Rail Mass Transit Growth Infrastructure Fund, or BTSGIF, emerged as the country's largest IPO, raising 62.5 billion baht. While the True Telecommunications Growth Infrastructure Fund, or TrueGIF, T-R-U-E-G-I-F, was in the second spot with 58.8 billion baht. The market prices of property and infrastructure funds were below the offering prices with the exception of TrueGIF. TrueGIF, whose symbol is TrueIF, T-R-U-E-I-F, on the stock exchange, started trading below its IPO price most of the day, but managed to close at the IPO level. Dismal IPO debuts included one at 3.77% below the IPO price, another offered at a 22.9% discount from the offering price, another falling by 29.3% below its IPO price, and yet another yielding an 8.37% discount from the offering price, and yet another sinking 10.5% below the IPO price. On the other end of the scale, some jumped as much as 200% on their first days of trading.